听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and you are in for a treat today because we are on our second day of the topic, chocolate. Wow, we're learning about the fascinating process of making chocolate. It turns out that you can make it at home. However, you'll need some machines to help you along, like a blender, which is pretty common. A hydraulic press, however, might be more of a challenge to find. Three words to start us off today are the words recipe, mash, and crystal. First, let's look at recipe. I can't tell you how this is made. The recipe is a secret. And mash, as in, to make banana bread, mash the bananas until they're soft. And finally, crystal. You can make homemade crystals with salt and water. Okay, follow along as we read at the top of page 13.
How chocolate works. When you eat dark chocolate, what you are eating is cocoa liquor mixed with extra cocoa butter and some sugar. It sounds like a simple recipe, but it's not like you can just toss these ingredients in a bowl and serve it. Chocolate making is an art. First, you have to put the ingredients through a process called conching. In one type of conching machine, big heavy rollers mash the ingredients over and over again on a granite slab. The goal is to break up the sugar crystals and cocoa solids to the point where the chocolate is absolutely smooth.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Esther, and we're continuing day two about talking about how we make chocolate. Now, yesterday we talked about how chocolate comes from cocoa beans, and these beans are in a fruit that is on the cacao tree.
We learned so many things yesterday. You know, the chocolate liqueur has to go through this hydraulic press, and then the cocoa butter is separated from the cocoa powder, and it's kind of a complicated process. But by the end, when you can enjoy that nice piece of chocolate, you know that a lot of work has gone into starting from the cocoa bean all the way to the candy bar.
Yeah, there is a long process, and we're going to learn a little bit more about the process of making not just brownies or cocoa butter or cocoa powder, but how we make a piece of chocolate that you might eat as a chocolate candy bar.
Now, there are many different types of chocolate. We have your regular chocolate. You might sometimes see this dark chocolate, and what it is, the chocolate has it's a little darker brown color, and we're going to learn that when you eat dark chocolate, you are actually eating chocolate that has more cocoa liqueur mixed and also more cocoa powder added to it.
More cocoa butter, that's right. And I think dark chocolate has a pretty good reputation compared to the other chocolates. Right now, Esther and Chip, I don't know if you're a fan of dark chocolate, but I know some people really get into this.
Yeah, I cannot explain why I like dark chocolate so much. It's just a little bit more bitter. And for some reason, I really like dark chocolate. It is my favorite kind of chocolate.
And compared to white chocolate or compared to milk chocolate, I think dark chocolate has a much stronger taste. I can feel like I'm eating a lot of chocolate.
Exactly. It does have a strong taste, and it's supposedly filled with some antioxidants, so I think a little bit of it in moderation is actually good for you and good for your heart. So let's talk about what's in that. Again, Esther mentioned you are eating cocoa liqueur mixed with extra cocoa butter and some sugar. And it may sound like a simple recipe, but it's not like you can just make this at home, just toss these ingredients in a bowl and serve it. So it's not as simple as it sounds. Before we go to Grammar on the Go, let's look at that word recipe. Esther, what's a recipe?
Well, a recipe is a step-by-step guide to how you make a food or a dish. For example, if you want to make brownies, yesterday we watched Rachel make brownies, there is a recipe, 1, 2, 3. We have our ingredients and we have our steps.
Exactly. So you have to follow those steps so you can have the product that you want, the end result. So again, with this recipe, it's not like you can just toss these ingredients in a bowl and serve it. And let's stop right there for a minute because Liz is going to teach us more about this sentence structure with Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. So why am I here in Belgium? Well, we've been talking about chocolate, and when it comes to chocolate, Belgium is one of the best places to be in. Who can say no to good old Belgian chocolate? Well, anyways, before I go running off to do some chocolate sampling, let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. It sounds like a simple recipe, but it's not like you can just toss these ingredients in a bowl and serve it. Notice the phrase, it's not like. It's often used in informal settings where people want to emphasize how a situation isn't as simple as one may think. For example, even though the singer is known for being friendly, it's not like you can just walk up to his front door and ask for his autograph. Or, although the clinic is free, it's not like you could just come and get any kind of drug you want. Want more example sentences? If you open your Studio Classroom magazine to today's grammar tip, you'll find more example sentences there. That's it for now. Time for me to go chocolate shopping. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off from Brussels, Belgium. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So dark chocolate is a combination of cocoa liqueur, some extra cocoa butter, and a little extra sugar. But it's not like you can just throw all these things in a bowl, mix them together, and have dark chocolate. Our article says that chocolate making is an art.
Now, if we say something is an art, it means it's a skill. It's not easy to do. Chocolate making is an art. Cooking is an art. Painting is an art. It's something you have to take time and effort to do.
You have to practice it, I'm sure, as well. You can't do it right the first time all the time. So you take your time and you learn the art of chocolate making. And first, you have to put the ingredients through a process called conking or conching. It's one of these long words, but basically there are two heavy rollers, right? Or big heavy rollers that mash the ingredients over and over again. That is the process called conking.
Now, Rachel, you used the word mash there, which is one of our word bank words. To mash something means to use usually something heavy to beat or smash something into a smooth paste of some kind. So, for example, you might mash potatoes into a smooth paste that we call mashed potatoes.
That sounds heavenly. Another example would be mashing bananas. So, the goal here is to break up the sugar crystals and cocoa solids to the point where the chocolate becomes absolutely smooth. Now, Rachel, can you tell us how this word crystal is used here?
Well, we're talking about sugar crystals here, and if you've ever looked at a bag of sugar, you see that there are many, many tiny, tiny, tiny grains of sugar in there, and we can refer to those as sugar crystals or a very small substance. Usually, it's kind of clear like glass, sometimes a little bit sparkly. That's what we're talking about here with the sugar crystals, which are very, very small. And we're breaking them up until the point where the chocolate is absolutely smooth. Well, friends, we have more to talk about, but right now we need to go to the chat room and then take a break. Don't go away.
Okay.
Hello, friends. I'm Ken.
And I'm Vicky. Welcome, everyone, to the chat room. Today, we're talking about how chocolate is made.
Vicky, we read in the text that chocolate making is an art. I know that painting is an art. Making a sculpture is an art. But chocolate making, can that be considered an art?
Well, that's a good question, Ken. Let's take a closer look at the word art. Like you said, visual objects such as drawings, paintings, sculptures, and photographs can be considered works of art. But art has a broader definition, and that is skill.
Skill?
Mm-hmm, that's right. If you've mastered the skill or technique of something, you've mastered the art of something. For example, you've been teaching English for many years, and I can say you've mastered the art of teaching.
Oh, thanks. So I can use art with any skill or technique, like how to do a jump on a skateboard?
Sure, riding the skateboard can really be hard to do sometimes. It takes skill or technique.
I see. Art 除了狭义的表示美术之外，也可以广义的指任何特殊的技术，比如说教学是一种 art。烹饪是一种 art。 今天的课文中提到 chocolate making is an art， 制造巧克力是一种艺术。 So besides art, what other words can we use to describe a special technique?
Well, we can also use the word know-how, which is often used in technology-related fields. A company may possess the know-how or expert knowledge for making something.
I see. Know-how 字面上是知道如何，指的是专业知识、技术，有时候也可以指一个技术的情报，比如说一家制造饮料的公司拥有的独特的秘方，就是它的 know-how。
Well, let's take a short break right now. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome back from the break. We are talking about chocolate.How does it work? In other words, how do we make it? The process of making chocolate is pretty big. It's a big process. Even if you have the desire to make chocolate at home, we're finding out that to do it right, there's a lot of skill needed, and there's the challenge of finding the right equipment needed to make the chocolate smooth and creamy. Creamy is our last key word in the lesson. Creamy, as in,I had creamy tomato soup with my sandwich. All right. Our final reading begins on the middle of page 13, starting on line 14. Please follow along as we read.
How chocolate works. After conching, you have to temper the chocolate.You do this to make sure that the fats in the chocolate crystallize in the right way. There are 6 different ways that the fats can crystallize, and only one of them makes for good eating. The next time you enjoy a smooth, creamy, melt-in-your-mouth piece of chocolate, think about the cocoa bean in all of its many forms.It is an incredibly popular source of pure pleasure for millions of people.
Welcome back. We've been talking about how chocolate is made and this process of conching, which is serving the purpose of mashing the sugar crystals.And the cocoa butter and the chocolate liqueur into a very extremely smooth paste.
And after you do this, after the conching process, you have to temper the chocolate. Now that word might look a little familiar to you, but we're not using it in the way you normally use it. Usually when we're talking about temper, we're using it as a noun, like she has a really bad temper, she's always angry. But here,Temper is being used as a verb. And Esther, what does it mean to temper something, like chocolate?
Well, here the word temper is used to say we have to make this chocolate, we have to change how thick it is or change the temperature to make it just right. So this is a verb. And here we have to temper this cocoa liquor and cocoa butter. So what happens is when we temper it, then the chocolates will crystallize. They will become crystals. They will harden into chocolate.
That word crystallize is partly related to the word crystal that we saw in the word bank word, the sugar crystals. And another example of something that crystallizes, if you know what honey is, a jar of honey, sometimes if you leave a jar of honey out for too long, the sugar in the honey will crystallize. It will become hardened, and the sugar crystals will form a much larger crystal inside the jar of honey.
Great example, Chip. So obviously it's very important that the crystallization process is done in the right way, because we see in our lesson that there are actually 6 different ways that the fats can crystallize. So there are 6 ways for it to happen, and only one of those 6 ways makes for good eating. I guess that's why some chocolate tastes better than others.
And that's probably why our article says that there is an art to making chocolate. It takes special skill to make chocolate.
So chocolate, well, it's smooth and creamy, and it often melts in your mouth. So our text says, the next time you enjoy a smooth, creamy, melt-in-your-mouth piece of chocolate, think about the process. Now, this word creamy is one of our word bank words, and it means very smooth. We think of ice cream being creamy. Maybe you eat some kind of mousse, and it's very creamy. It tastes great.
Yeah, the word creamy just means it's thick like cream. If you're a coffee drinker, maybe you put cream or kind of a thick milk in your coffee, and that makes it a little creamier. This is a great word to learn. Chip, can you give me an example of another kind of food that is creamy besides ice cream?
Well, ice cream might be my favorite kind of creamy food, but I do like cheesecake, which is a little bit creamy.
Cheesecake, and that is definitely melt in your mouth as well. That's a great phrase to learn, friends. If something melts in your mouth, you don't even really need to chew it up. It just slides right down your throat into your stomach, and it tastes heavenly. So what is our author saying here, Esther, is we should think about this process the next time we eat chocolate.
Yes, and we've learned how making chocolate is a difficult process. It's an art. It goes through many different stages. So let's think of the cocoa bean in all its many forms inside the fruit on the tree and as chocolate.
And melting in my mouth, I think, might be my favorite form of chocolate. What kinds of chocolate do you guys like to eat the most?
Well, Chip, I actually like liquid chocolate. I like to put chocolate sauce on my ice cream. That's one way I really like chocolate. Esther, I'm guessing you like to drink hot chocolate.
I do. And in fact, especially in the winter, I get a lot of the small packets of hot chocolate and I add it to warm milk, and it tastes heavenly.
Well, there's no doubt that chocolate is an incredibly popular source of pure pleasure for millions of people. I see a lot of P's in that sentence. It's popular, it's pure pleasure for most people, and I think chocolate will never go out of style. I think it will always be people's favorite snack or favorite indulgence.
Well, it says here that it's pure pleasure. It means that it's something that we really enjoy, and millions of people, including us, we love to eat chocolate. So if you're not a chocolate eater, well, go and try. Maybe you'll like it. Now let's watch Rachel as she shows us how to make delicious chocolate cookies.
Hi everyone, I'm Rachel. Welcome back to my kitchen. Today we're going to make another delicious chocolate treat. I'm going to teach you how to make stovetop chocolate cookies. Did you know that you don't need an oven to make delicious cookies? You can make them on the stovetop. So, you need a good metal pan and a wooden spoon, a stovetop, and some wax paper. The ingredients for these cookies are butter, oatmeal, sugar, peanut butter, cocoa powder, and milk. Let's get started. First, you need to mix the sugar and the butter and the cocoa and the milk in the saucepan and stir that together. The next thing you need to do is to bring the mixture to a boil and let it boil for about 1.5 minutes. Make sure you watch the clock carefully. After the mixture boils for 1.5 minutes, take it off the stovetop and stir in the peanut butter and the oats. Then you mix all of this together really well, and your cookies are almost done. Now you need to make cookies out of the mixture by putting it on wax paper. Now the cookies will be very soft at first, but they'll get harder as they cool. You can enjoy these cookies in about 30 minutes. They're so easy to make, and you can do it right on your own stovetop. So I hope you will try making stovetop chocolate cookies at home. Thanks for joining me today in my kitchen.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。第一个重点，我们来看 recipe 这个名词。recipe 在这里是指食谱。例如 ,Mom's apple pie recipe is very popular in our neighborhood. 妈妈苹果派的食谱在街坊邻居中相当的受欢迎。或者是 ,The magazine provides good recipes for organic food. 这本杂志提供使用有机食品非常好的食谱。recipe 也指秘诀。例如 ,What is the recipe for a successful marriage? 维系美好婚姻的秘诀是什么呢？继续我们看的是 mash 这个动词。mash 是指磨碎、捣碎或者是捣烂，常常用在食物上。例如 ,The mother mashed the banana so her baby could eat it. 这个妈妈把香蕉捣成糊状让孩子可以吃。或者是 ,The chef mashed some potatoes to go along with the steak. 主厨做马铃薯泥来搭配牛排。最后我们看的是 crystal 这个名词。Crystal 在这里是指结晶体，例如 You can see the salt crystals that were deposited on the rock after the seawater vaporized. 海水蒸发之后，你可以在岩石上看到盐的结晶。Crystal 也指水晶石或者是水晶的饰品，例如 Mom wore a crystal necklace to the party. 妈妈带了一条水晶项链去参加派对。课文中还有提到它的动词 crystallize。crystallize, 意思是结晶或精化。例如 ,the syrup began to crystallize once it cooled down. 糖浆冷却的时候就会开始结晶。And I guess that's all for today. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
How chocolate works.When you eat dark chocolate, what you are eating is cocoa liquor mixed with extra cocoa butter and some sugar. It sounds like a simple recipe, but it's not like you can just toss these ingredients in a bowl and serve it. Chocolate making is an art. First, you have to put the ingredients through a process called conching. In one type of conching machine, big heavy rollers mash the ingredients over and over again on a granite slab. The goal is to break up the sugar crystals and cocoa solids to the point where the chocolate is absolutely smooth. After conching, you have to temper the chocolate. You do this to make sure that the fats in the chocolate crystallize in the right way. There are 6 different ways that the fats can crystallize, and only one of them makes for good eating. The next time you enjoy a smooth, creamy, melt-in-your-mouth piece of chocolate, think about the cocoa bean in all of its many forms. It is an incredibly popular source of pure pleasure for millions of people.
friends, we hope this has been a fun and informative lesson. Next month in our How Stuff Works feature, we'll dive into the world of vitamins. How do they work in our bodies? Tomorrow's lesson, however, focuses on the stars. And I'm not talking about movie stars. We hope you join us for that. And so until then, thank you for studying with us here at Studio Classroom. See you next time, friends. Bye-bye.